Hello friends, welcome to Sahil Sharma Podcasts, where you get all the information related to the problems in your life. Today we are going to discuss about emotional cheating and how to forgive emotional cheating in life. Forgiving people is a divine quality, but practically it is difficult to forgive anyone. And when someone cheats on us, then it becomes a horrifying problem for us. While living with the society, we form many connections with people, some positive and others negative. Some are honest and others are corrupt. Both are living their lives in their own ways. The honest is trying to make his surroundings truthful at any cost, while the corrupt is selfish and he only thinks of his own benefit. And for this reason, he does unethical work to gain profit without concerning others' gain or loss. Corruption usually associates with cheating, dishonesty, offenses, etc., and they do not think that all these are bad work. Forgiveness is a broad term that can be understood by parts. Because for each sin we suffer differently, and to forgive all, we have to understand forgiveness as a broad term. Forgiveness generally associates with tolerance, kindness, compassion, etc., and these all make us better than before. Love is the ultimate joy of life. Everyone wants love and affection in their life. But if we are deceived in love, it becomes the worst feeling of life. This feeling can ruin our whole life. And this often happens when the love is based on some materialistic conditions, which is not true love. True love is the beautiful essence of life. Develop feelings of unconditional love in your heart. If you love your surroundings unconditionally, you will receive it in that way. Cheating is a heartbreaking feeling, which can even take our life. If we do not settle at the appropriate time, we will regret our whole life. It becomes the biggest mistake of our life. And you will not forget it ever. Another study reported nearly 60% of the partners cheated on suffered emotional problems and depression following disclosure of the affair. Other negative consequences have included damage to relationships with children, parents, and friends, as well as legal consequences. A report in 1983 reported that of a sample of 205 divorced individuals, about one half said their marital problems were caused by their spouse's infidelity. But again, forgiveness ensues in the field. Does this apply in situations where we have suffered immensely because someone has cheated on us? Can we go for forgiveness? How to forgive emotional cheating? Can we ever forget that dishonest behavior? We will discuss all in detail. Whenever you suffer such feelings in your life, the first step is to keep your mind stable. Never take any decision in anger, it will hurt you more than the offender. Calm your mind, try to overcome that feeling. Do not make hurt yourself, you are already suffering the pain in that particular situation. And if you take revenge for them, you pollute your mind. Because the feeling of revenge in our mind makes us forget the difference between right and wrong. And in wrath, we only think to take revenge. This is the most sensitive condition that you have to pass with care. Do not lose your control over your mind. Keep thoughts in the grip of your mind. Do not listen to any negative suggestion given by our mind in that situation. This attitude comes with practice. It takes enough courage and willingness to overcome such feelings and forgive those who hurt us. Forgiveness for any cheater is more difficult to serve than any other cause. When someone intentionally cheats on us, it extremely hurts us. We forget all our relationships with them and hate them. But we have to know the intention behind this cause. If the intention is not wrong in hurting us, then it becomes easy to forgive them. Make your mind your friend, so that it listens to your command. And compromise with bad situations for long-lasting relief. Avoid relationships with such people, who are dishonest. They will make you sad every time they will get a chance. To forgive emotional infidelity, you have to first understand your state of mind. If your mind is in a stable state, only then you will think to forgive others. If not, first make yourself understand and try to stable your mind. The mind becomes so attached to the emotion it becomes a victim. To overcome it, you should try to engage your mind in other tasks. To forgive emotional cheating, If you can compensate for the loss you are suffering, it becomes easier to forgive and release anger. Until you compensate, you will think of that person negatively. The offender may or may not feel sorry for his deed until he realizes what he had done to you. And keeping the hatred in your mind will make you sad every time. It will make you lose your focus from work and life cycle. If you can't compensate for the emotional loss, then you should try other ways that we will discuss here, to forgive the emotional dishonesty. But I recommend that forgiveness is a must to overcome hatred and to be again on the track of happiness and joy. Forgiveness is not for others, it is for ourselves. To let yourself off the prison, forgive the person and yourself also for being a victim of that. To forgive someone, you have to control your anger. You will not forgive anyone until you calm your anger. And not forgiving others is also a sin. If you keep hatred for someone, you will become sinful. Your mind will always be thinking to avenge them. When someone cheats you, you feel disheartened, but until you forgive them, you will be in that state of despair. Smaller or larger the mistake or pain you are suffering due to others, you should have to forgive the culprit and move ahead in life. If you become sad by thinking again and again about that sad moment, the culprit will win. And also until you forgive him, you give the control of your mind to him. Forgiveness makes you courageous to win the battle and overcome hatred. A winner never thinks about the failures he had faced, he only thinks to overcome them and challenge them. But to become a winner, you have to learn forgiveness. A winner fights, not to win the battle, but he gives his best in the fight to win himself. And by conquering your inner self, it will be easy to win the outer world. So today we will discuss forgiveness and its importance in a winner's life. We will also discuss emotional cheating and some effective tips on how to forgive emotional infidelity. So here we are going to discuss the most practical tips on how to forgive emotional cheating. 21 plus tips on how to forgive emotional cheating. These tips will help you know why forgiving emotional infidelity is important and how can you forgive the culprit. Let's discuss them in detail. Control your emotions, mind. Life is under the control of our mind. If our mind is good, then our life will also be good. But it is very difficult to control our mind, its emotions, thoughts, and feelings, etc. Also, unless you control your mind, it will control you. And if you led by the dictations of your mind, your life will become anxious. Do not let the feelings of hatred, envy, jealousy enter your mind. It will make your heart filthy and your thoughts as well. Love yourself. When you face some emotional infidelity in your life, you will have to suffer immense emotional pain. You will become such a loser that loses golden opportunities by his choices. The pain makes you not understand the difference of right and wrong. But if you want to overcome it, you will do efforts to know the losses you are suffering due to someone else's wrongdoing. When you love yourself, you become conscious of your emotions which are favorable for your growth and which are unfavorable. Understand your relation. If someone has cheated on you, and you should not give up on them. You have to keep the relationship maintained for future benefits. This happens in business partners. If one partner betrays the other, they should tolerate it for the growth of their business. In such cases, they should not keep the feeling of hatred, rather they must forgive the partner and maintain the relationship. To make a good business, you have to be tolerant and patient, otherwise, you will be out of the race of your competitors. If divorce results from infidelity, research suggests that the faithful spouse may experience feelings of low life satisfaction and self-esteem. They may also engage in future relationships fearful of the same incidents occurring. Savini and Horvitz, 2001, found that individuals who initiated a divorce after hearing about their partner's infidelity experienced less depression. However, the opposite was true when the offending spouse initiated divorce. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the best way to forgive anything. It helps you reduce the intensity of pain and gradually you will relieve the pain and forgive the cheater. Forgiveness is the best solution offered to the offenders to atone for their mistake. Mindfulness keeps our mind calm and focused in the present moment. It will not let any negative thoughts affect your peace of mind. Make good friends. Good friends are the precious gift of God. If you have such friends, then you will face every obstacle very easily. Friends give us the courage to do things which we can't even imagine to do. They make us go beyond our limits and achieve success. Friends always stay with you in every hardship you face. They always ready to suffer for your well-being. Love is the root cause of friendship. Upgrade your skills. Keep yourself updated to help you overcome modern problems. Updation helps you live with the change in time and surroundings. You might be hurt in the past for some reasons, but there seems no sense to feel disheartened for that pain caused in the past. If you do not change yourself, you will feel immense pain, and the offender who had hurt you in past will feel the victory. Exercise. Exercise helps to make your body and mind fit and active. And an active mind is never be attached to the unworthy misery and depression. Exercise helps in forgetting the unbearable pain from our mind. It reduces the stress on our mind. Exercise makes us energetic to do any work very effectively. Disconnect with them. Emotions are the ways of connecting with people. If you like meeting someone, then you feel affection for them. And if you do not like meeting someone, you feel hatred for them. But if someone cheats on you, you should disconnect with them to overcome your pain. Forgive the person to reduce your mental stress. Disconnecting people will help you recover your mental stability and overcoming hatred for them. You should not think to avenge your loss. Focus on goals. Make bigger goals in life. There are obstacles to achieving every goal, but you must be determined enough to overcome the obstacles and achieve success. You should only train your mind to fight the obstacle. You can't eliminate your obstacles. So do not be afraid of any obstacles and be confident. Put a valve in your brain to avoid negative thoughts entering in mind. Focusing on goals helps you see the opportunities in every situation, rather than problems. Stay positive. Read books to recover your mental stability and to make it peaceful. Books are the best friend of humans. Books give us the wisdom and intelligence to see the matter properly. It fills us with courage and confidence to fight the obstacles. Think positively for everyone, because the thoughts are dwelling in your mind. If you think negatively about someone who has wronged you, it also affects you. Time will pass. Time is the best treatment for every wound. It helps to heal physical and emotional pain. Keep patience in your heart and believe in yourself, that you will definitely overcome your pain and bring a better future ahead. People in life also change over time, so learn to understand people's behavior. Don't give our valuable time to someone who is unworthy of you. Increase your value over time. To those who have hurt you, make them realize that you are strong and determined to overcome any obstacles in life. Optimistic. If someone has cheated on you, and you are not getting out of that pain, then it hurts a lot. You will lose all your abilities and courage to move on. Don't think that it is the end, it is just a part of life. People will come and go, but the real one, you care for you, will always be with you. Keep an optimistic view of life. Life is a process of continuous change. That is how all our emotional pain will be cured. We will again live the happy life that we are willing for. Life always brings unpredictable surprises to us. Compensation. People seek compensation for their losses. If it is completed, then they will be satisfied. Otherwise, they will feel envy all the time. Compensation is necessary. Also, if the culprit is not completing it, you will have to compensate for your loss. Until the damage is repaid, you will feel hatred for that person. Heal the emotional wounds by mercy and forgiveness. Forgiveness is a divine quality that helps in upgrading your thoughts and emotions. When you truly understand the importance of forgiveness, then without compensation, you will forgive others. Don't take serious. Life is full of joy and sorrow, pleasure and pain, love and hatred, etc., but all are temporary. All these will change over time. So do not get distressed with envy and the pain you are suffering. Over time, everything will disappear as the weather changes. Do not feel sad about your loss due to emotional infidelity. In the upcoming time, you will get better than before and you will be thankful for it. Do not always be serious about life and its problems. Live the moment and enjoy life. Live in present. The beauty of life doesn't exist in the past or the future. It certainly lies in the present time. If you learn to live in the present, your life will become joyful. Because the feelings of depression, envy, fear, and others come when our mind wanders in the past moment or future. And having an inkling of the traumatic events of the past will ruin your present and future. Also, too much thinking about the future will also make your life discouraged. Do not take every mistake too seriously, rather ignore the small nuisances in life and focus on the beauty of the present scenario. Make a hobby. To overcome any anxious feeling in your mind, always make your mind engaged in any positive work. Make a hobby to keep your mind busy and focused. A hobby makes us explore our internal selves and it will make us love ourselves and our surroundings. This will help you to remove the feeling of hatred from your mind. It purifies our hearts and we love and forgive people for their faults. And do not allow to agitate our state of mind. Detachment. Life is full of materialistic delusions and lustful tendencies. And our senses need this to quench their thirst. But as I said, these are illusions, which do not give us permanent joy. This makes us happy for a small period of time and again start wandering for that object. The senses are never going to be satisfied with lust. It is an ongoing process, and can only be controlled through detachment. As detachment is necessary for controlling the senses. Similarly, detachment from people of lower propensities helps you live a peaceful life. Consultation. Some studies suggest that only a small percentage of couples that experience infidelity actually improve their relationship, whereas others report couples having surprisingly positive relationship outcomes. In terms of negative responses to infidelity, Charney and Pernas, 1995, report that after hearing of a partner's infidelity, reactions have included rage and increased aggressiveness, loss of trust, decreased personal and sexual confidence, sadness, depression, damaged self-esteem, fear of abandonment, and a surge of justification to leave their partner. To avoid the serious effects of a heartbreak, you should seek the advice of a specialist when someone cheats on you. They will tell you the ways to control your emotions. Do not ignore it. If you do not fix it, it will bring negative results in the future. Experts will help to remove the hatred from your mind. And they will teach you the ways to react to such emotions. Recharge your mind. Do something that will make you happy. Go to some hilly area to take a break from your regular life. Traveling to such places will help you forget your pain and restore your mind. And as you forget, you will forgive them easily. Explore new things and the beauty of nature. This will bring peace of your mind and a healthy mind. It will fill you with enormous energy and enthusiasm. You will forget all the envy and hatred from your mind. Give a chance. Every sin is forgivable, depending on how we react to it. If someone cheats on us and feels sorry for that, then we should definitely give him a chance to rectify their mistake. This is beneficial for you as well as the offender. It is said, to err is human, to forgive is divine. This is applicable to everyone, even an expert can make a mistake. Therefore, everyone should be given a chance to correct their mistakes and improve. If you give someone a chance to improve themselves, they feel affection for you and your relationship with them becomes stronger than before. Goodwill for others. Everyone wants to grow in their life, they all do, that is necessary for the well-being of themselves. Some people also adopt shortcuts to reach their goals, but they take negative steps to reach early to their destination, which is a bad thing. But if someone cheats you and betrays you, for making someone's life better, you should bear that pain. Because anything done for a good deed should be tolerated and that we have to do. Also, happiness and distress both are temporary and pass by time, so you should forgive that person and have a humble attitude for that. Divine quality. Forgiveness is a divine quality and elevates our consciousness to a higher level. Therefore, he who wishes to make his life peaceful and joyful will surely practice forgiveness. Forgiveness cleanses our heart, it makes us divine. Everyone is a creation of God, so we should not hate anyone. Anyone can make mistakes, but the one who can forgive them is at a higher level in their life. When you forgive someone's infidelity, you will feel the calmness in your thoughts and emotions. Thank you. Give your valuable feedback to us regarding this podcast. In addition, if you like the podcast, do share with your friends so that they must know the effects of emotional infidelity and tips to forgive emotional cheating.